It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Janae Pierre. It's been more than 8 months since New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy launched a program to help jumpstart the state's reopened economy. The Return and Earn program was billed as a way to help New Jersey's struggling small businesses and get workers back on the job. But most of the $10 million set aside for the program is sitting unused. That's according to records obtained by WNYC's Karen Yee. She joins us now to discuss her reporting. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hey, Janae.
Karen, tell us about the Return and Earn program. What was it meant to accomplish?
Well, Return and Earn launched late September. And at the time, remember, the state's unemployment rate was at 7.1%. That's one of the highest in the country. And this program, announced by Murphy, Governor Murphy, offered unemployed workers a $500 bonus to come back to work. And it also reimbursed the small businesses that hired these workers. The state essentially covered 50% of a new hire's salary during their training period, and only companies with 100 or fewer employees were eligible to apply. And Murphy set aside $10 million in American Rescue Plan dollars, really to help these small businesses at a time when there was a worker shortage and businesses were coming out of the pandemic and really desperate to fill vacancies.
Mm-hmm. And did the program help?
Well, I obtained public records showing that through the end of April, just $289,000 were paid out to employers and employees. That's of the $10 million set aside. So that's less than 3% of the funds in the first 7 months of the program. The Department of Labor gave me updated numbers and said they actually committed $1.38 million to 117 companies. And that's still a fraction of the money that was set aside. But the Department of Labor wouldn't say how much of this money had actually gone to businesses, because one of the biggest complaints that I heard from employers who participated was that they were often waiting 4, 5, 6 months, or in some cases still waiting, to get reimbursed from the state for these bonuses and these wages that they were promised. The state said ultimately 172 workers were hired under Return and Earn. And this is how Tom Bracken, he's the CEO of the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce, characterized those numbers.
That's peanuts. I mean, that's not even a rounding error. That means nothing. 170 employees brought back to work in the state where there are millions of job openings. Come on.
Bracken says the intent of the program is good, and the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce actually lobbied for this program and this money. But he says that it's not working, and it needs to be tweaked so that it can actually reach small businesses in need.
Now, you spoke with at least 117 businesses that participated in Return and Earn. What did they say?
It really depends on who you ask. Overall, companies who were able to make a hire and keep that person on the payroll said it was definitely helpful. Kevin Sayak is the managing partner of General Pallet in Flemington, a manufacturing company. He actually hired 3 employees through the program, and with the state subsidy, he was able to offer more competitive wages.
We've been able to hire, in some cases, a higher caliber talent than we would have otherwise, because we've been able to provide additional compensation.
Anecdotally, it seems like businesses who are hiring more skilled workers really benefited from the program. You know, they could offer more money or provide more substantial training. All of these are incentives to drop people back to work and have the state cover these costs. And then at the end of the day, end up with a much more skilled long-term employee. But for small businesses that I spoke to who were hiring minimum wage workers, it wasn't always worth it. Cherry Bonvardo runs the SaladWorks franchise in Clemington.
Being promised, oh, hire these people at this higher rate than you pay anyone else in your store, and we're going to reimburse you. But when? The longer it takes for the state to reimburse the small business, I don't have this cash flow.
Bonvardo brings up a problem that I heard from several other employers who participated. It often took the state months to reimburse companies for the $500 bonus and the salary subsidy. And for companies that are already struggling coming out of the pandemic shutdown, it's tough to make ends meet. Return and Earn also required participating employers to pay their new hires at least $15 an hour, that's 1-5, which will be the state's minimum wage, but not until 2024. So for some employers, they had to pay higher wages to their new hires than they were actually paying to their current employees.
Now, there's about another $9 million in federal money still allocated for this program. What's going to happen to that?
The DOL says the money is still there and available, and the program is actually still open. Employers can apply. They did tell me they're considering expanding which companies are eligible. And even though they were prioritizing subsidizing workers who were actively collecting unemployment before, any worker who was unemployed is now eligible for the subsidy. The New Jersey Chamber of Commerce has suggested increasing the employee bonus to $1,000 to incentivize even more people to come back to work. And employers also said that the state needs to make the reimbursement process a lot quicker. Here's Alex Habaz, CEO at FLET Distribution Center.
I'm paying this person more than I would normally offer for that same position, under the premise of it's coming back to me and then it doesn't come back for 6 months or 8 months, whatever it is.
Employers say they're still having a hard time finding candidates for open positions, and that's really where they could use the state's help. Governor Murphy, meanwhile, said last week that this is one of many programs that he's launched to help small businesses and that he still believes it's a good program.
WNYC's Karen Yee covers New Jersey. Karen, thanks so much.
Thanks, Janae.